We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story now. The state of California and Los Angeles County filing a lawsuit against e-cigarette maker Juul for violation of marketing laws and endangering young users of vaping products. Let's get more now. Live report from KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio.
Attorney General Javier Becerra said there are four aspects of the suit, including
Juul targeted underage Californians with its marketing and sales practices of its nicotine addictive vaping products. We further allege that Juul failed to warn consumers of their exposure to chemicals linked to cancer, birth defects, and other health harms.
In addition, the suit alleges Juul didn't verify the ages of people who bought or ordered e-cigs online, and there were violations of privacy rights of minors in retaining their online information to continue marketing to them. The suit is also seeking damages from the manufacturer for health damage to young people's lungs, and it's estimated as many as 1 in 10 high school students in California either have tried or use e-cigarettes. Reporting live at the State Building in downtown L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Pacific Gas and Electric CEO Bill Johnson bracing for a grilling today as he appears before a state Senate committee. Lawmakers looking into the utility's decision to cut off power to millions of Northern Californians during recent windy and dry conditions to keep its equipment from sparking wildfires. Johnson has previously defended those moves as being well-planned and executed, but many customers say the shutoffs went way too far. More than 180,000 customers of PG&E in Northern California bracing today for a new round of possible power outages later this week to cut the risk of wildfires. High winds due to move in on Wednesday, and they're not going to take any chances.
We're looking at gusts of probably between 30 and 50 miles per hour, with locally up to 60 to 70 miles per hour up in the highest peaks, particularly across the North Bay.
One woman from Mill Valley tells CBS San Francisco she had her power cut off for days last month.
Food was probably about $150 loss, and then having to buy everything that was battery operated cost like $250. So just in that week alone, maybe about $350, $400.
And how do you feel about spending that?
It sucks because I'm a single mom.
Many customers and state officials say the shutoffs have been too broad and haphazard. Rough return to school for students in the Hart School District in Santa Clarita after last week's shooting. However, Saugus High School will not reopen its doors until after Thanksgiving.
The Saugus High School campus still closed, but out front, a large memorial of candles, flowers, balloons.
Crazy to know that this place got shot up. You don't think that it'll hit home, you know?
That's Jeffrey, a 2016 graduate of Saugus High.
Yeah, my sister, she's a senior. She was actually on the upper campus when it happened. And pretty scary for her. She heard all the gunshots go off.
Saugus High School reopens on December the 2nd. It was late last week and over the weekend that the LA Sheriff's Department investigated some vague threats to other school campuses in this district.
We found nothing credible in any of these threats that have been posted.
Deputy Tracy Kerner, LA Sheriff's Department, he does say there will be a noticeable law enforcement presence at all school campuses. Just outside Saugus High, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All clients are canceled today at Whittier Christian High School in La Habra because of an online threat of violence. The school's principal says officials got first word of the threat on social media. That was at 10 p.m. last night. Only learned that police found it was not credible about 2 this morning.
Just out of caution and wanting to be proactive in this, we decided to go ahead and cancel classes. We have police on campus today, and they'll be on campus throughout this week just to be an extra set of eyes and protection for us.
She says the school of more than 500 students conducts regular emergency drills, including active shooter training for teachers. Many students at Saugus High School credit active shooter drills with teaching them what to do in such a case of an emergency, but experts disagree on the best way to prepare kids.
While lockdowns have become one of the standards for dealing with an active shooter on campus, some experts recommend aggressive tactics, but others say they can actually do more harm than good.
We're seeing far too many drills that are over-the-top, options-based training, drills that are often over-the-top, teaching kids and teachers to throw things, attack gunmen, self-evacuate, all create some risks for injuries, loss of life, and other types of concerns that would not occur when a basic lockdown.
Ken Trump is president of National School and Security Services, and he says not only can those tactics get kids hurt, but can create unnecessary trauma just in the drills themselves. Nathan Roberts, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, the average cost of a gallon of gas locally is back down where we like it, under $4 a gallon.
It took a while, but we got there. There was the drone attack, the refinery issues, the power cuts, the switch to winter blend. But here we are, on average, under $4 again. And that's not all. Gas Buddy analyst Patrick DeHaan is hoping for even better.
The good news is prices will continue to ease at the pump over the next few weeks.
We haven't seen these kind of prices since late September, and it is sweet relief to people about to head out soon on a driving trip for the Thanksgiving holiday. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.